With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Amid the blacktop of Baltimore is a lush and peaceful forest with a stream running through it. Old oaks and tulip poplars form a shady vault over a creek with a path beside it. It was not the city government that kept the Stony Run Park in the Evergreen neighborhood free of trash and tended like a garden. It was the Lorax. On Saturday mornings, out in the park, neighbors would see an old man with big hands, planting trees and flowering bushes, picking up trash, and ripping out invasive vines with incredible energy. His name was Michael Beer. This is his friend, Marion Perry Tamburino.
He looked almost like a miniature gnomish Santa Claus. He would often wear this red felt hat, and he had a beard, and his eyes never, ever stopped sparkling. And he just would smile at anything that took a challenge. He would say, "Well, let's see what we can do about that."
Beer was co-founder of the Jones Falls Watershed Association, a nonprofit group that organized thousands of neighbors and students to clean up urban streams and plant native trees. In a city where it is hard to get the government to do even small things, Beer used his optimism and his persistence to convince the city to shut down an entire interstate, the Jones Falls Expressway, once a year for his Jones Falls Festival. Rock bands played on the roadway, and thousands of people bicycled, rollerbladed, and walked down the highway over the stream. Beer also single-handedly convinced the city to release water from the dam at Lake Rowland to allow kayaking and canoeing through the city during his festivals. Hallie Vandergag is executive director of Blue Water Baltimore, which merged with the Jones Falls Association in 2010.
I think the Stony Run's an example of where one person can really make a difference based on passion and hard work and little elbow grease. This stream would not look like it looks now. This park wouldn't look like it looks now without Dr. Beer's advocacy and, frankly, his real commitment to woodland plants, native plants, and how you have to maintain and care for trees.
Dr. Michael Beer, who had a PhD in physical chemistry, was not just an old guy who picked up trash in the park. Born in Hungary to a family that immigrated to avoid the Nazis, Beer was an important scientist, although you'd never know it because he never talked about his accomplishments. He was a global pioneer in the development of the electron microscope. As a biophysics professor at Johns Hopkins University, he and a colleague built one of the world's first scanning electron microscopes capable of capturing images of individual atoms. After he retired from Hopkins in 1995, Beer did not retreat or sink into isolation or depression, even when hard times came, like when his wife Margaret died of cancer. He reached out to his neighbors, inviting kids and adults to Charlie Chaplin movie nights at his house. Even when he moved to a retirement home, he kept up his advocacy, campaigning successfully for the institution to install a green roof. You can't beat City Hall. But if you are Michael Beer, you can charm it and improve the world around you. Michael, my neighbor and friend, died of a heart attack at the age of 88 on August 22nd. I will miss him. He was an inspiring example of how to live with nature, love your neighbors, and age with grace and meaning. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton.
There's nothing you can do that can't be done. Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved.